Isaac Celia, Artistic Director of the Intrepid Queen City Chamber Opera, is back in the studio to talk about the upcoming production of Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio. Welcome back, Isaac.
Thank you, Anne. It's good to be here.
Let's start with a definition. A seraglio is?
It's a harem in Turkey. And it was something that Mozart's generation was very cognizant of because there was a very real threat of pirates kidnapping Europeans and selling them into slavery in seraglios in Turkey.
What is this opera about?
Even though that sounds like a pretty serious topic, it's actually a farce. It's a comedy. It's about several Europeans who have been kidnapped into a harem in Turkey. And it's about another European, Belmonte, the hero, who tries to locate them and rescue them from this harem.
And it's got an unlikely hero, too, doesn't it?
Even though this is the kind of topic that would easily lend itself to all sorts of terrible racist and Orientalist tropes, the hero in the end is, in fact, the Pasha, who has the harem, who decides to display great mercy and tolerance and to let everyone go free.
We talked earlier, and you said you wanted to debunk some history while you're at it.
Oh, yeah. So this opera has accrued all sorts of myths, and it's really not been treated very kindly by history. And the one that has really stuck with it as a result of Amadeus, which is a fantastic movie, and for the most part pretty close to the historical record, but there's one myth in Amadeus about this opera that has just been propagated everywhere, and I'd like to, on the record, to just strike this down right now. There's a story that circulated that at the premiere, Emperor Joseph II, who was in general very supportive of music, heard especially the coloratura, all the notes that the heroine Constanze had to sing, and he said, well, Mozart, this is a pretty good opera, but there are just a few too many notes. And that story has stuck with the opera, and people say, oh, it has too many notes, it has too many notes. But apparently that story originated in a biography written by Nemeček, who was Constanze Mozart's second husband. And he didn't publish anything until after Mozart had died, didn't have any contact with Mozart himself, and recent scholarship has found that he elaborated and romanticized a lot of Mozart's life. So that story is not actually true. There are not too many notes in this opera. There are exactly the right number of notes.
Well, speaking of notes, let's talk about the score, because this opera is not performed as frequently as, say, Magic Flute, certainly not
sure.
Don Giovanni or Marriage of Figaro. So let's talk about this score.
That's a very, very good observation there in terms of the performances that it gets. And I think one of the reasons it's not as frequently performed is because it's very, very hard to sing. Mozart tailor-made every single one of the roles to a specific performer. And the role of Osmin, who is sung by in our production by Timothy J. Bruno, who recently sang the Wanderer in our Siegfried production, it was written for a superhuman singer named Ludwig Fischer, who could sing very, very low and very, very high. So it has a sustained low D. It's like, that kind of thing that he has to just hold for 30 seconds while the orchestra does all sorts of stuff. He has to do that frequently. And that's the kind of thing that there are very few people on earth who can really do right.
But you've got one.
We've got one. And wait till you hear him do it. It's astonishing. But at the other end of the spectrum, it also has some of the highest notes written for women. The role of Blonda, who's sung by Alison Scherzer, CCM graduate who's been living in Germany and came back to sing this, goes up to a high E, which is, although not as high as the Queen of the Night, when the Queen of the Night sings her high F, she just has to hit it. Whereas this E that Blonda has to sing, she has to sustain for quite some time. And it's absolutely astonishing that anyone can do this.
Tell us more about the rest of the cast.
So the Constanze, the heroine, is sung by Danielle Messina. And this is one of the hardest roles in the repertoire. Another reason why the opera is very infrequently done, because it requires sustained singing very, very high with lots of florid coloratura. And while I was doing research to finish my doctorate at CCM, I did a lot of studies on the lives of the singers who had created Mozart's roles. And the singer who created this role was named Caterina Cavalieri. And she was actually the same age as our Constanze, Danielle, when she premiered the role. So it's something which is very, very well suited to a young voice that's going to someday go on to sing Verdi and has power, but can also move very, very fast throughout the entire range. Belmonte, the hero, is sung by her husband, Ryan Connolly, also a CCM graduate, who is also a master of Rossini, can sing very, very high notes and lots of florid passage work very, very easily. Belmonte's sidekick, Pedrillo, is sung by M. Andrew Jones, who recently sang the role of Mima in our production of Siegfried, and also sang the role of the Armored Man in Dayton Opera's Magic Flute recently. Oh, and the Pasha, which is actually a spoken role, is played by Matt Chimperla, who recently sang the role of Siegfried in our Siegfried production, but has a phenomenal training as a straight actor and is doing an incredible job just delivering the lines of the Pasha.
And this marks your first production with a professional director.
This is, in fact, our first production with a professional director, Daniel J. Witzka, who has directing credits that include the Vienna Staatsoper, Seattle Opera, Gotham Chamber Opera. He's done some incredible work. He wrote me an email about 6 months ago and said, I just found your website and I found your recording of Walküre Act 1 that you did with the Wagner Society of Cincinnati, and this is incredible. I'd like to come work with you. And I thought he was joking at first. I said, if you're working at Seattle Opera and these other places, why would you want to come here? He said, I see you're doing The Abduction from the Seraglio. It's a work I'd really like to do, and I really like the aesthetic you have. It's a little bootstrapping it up, but I like that kind of thing. So he just got here a couple weeks ago. We've had 3 staging rehearsals, and he's doing phenomenal work. It's a combination of hilarious slapstick and some very poignant dramatic moments.
As you mentioned, this isn't Wagner.
Very true.
So tell us about the instrumental forces. I don't think we're going to get blasted out of Dunham, are we?
No. It's still a large-ish orchestra for the space. Dunham Art Center can accommodate about 250 in the audience, so the orchestra for this one is about 35 players. Even though it's not Wagner, this is one of the largest orchestras that Mozart put together, because in order to evoke the Turkish sound, he used a lot of Turkish percussion instruments, because in Vienna at the time, there were Janissary bands from Turkey who would circle around the walls of the city, making a lot of percussive noise to try to intimidate the besieged Viennese. So even though it's Mozart, it's got timpani, it's got bass drum, it's got triangle, and it has cymbals, which is unheard of in Mozart's other works. And then it also has 8 winds, 2 horns, 2 trumpets, and our string complement.
Your performance space is still the Dunham Art Center?
Exactly.
And tell us more about your technical crew.
Technical crew is growing as the company grows. In addition to having a professional stage director for the first time, this is also the first time that we're hiring a local artist to specially design sets. And our set designer is Lizzie Duquette, who has had works displayed at the UN Museum at the Contemporary Art Center. And she's designing something which is a mix of the traditional Turkish feel, but also has a little bit of a magical element to it. Our lighting designer is Sally Stewart, who studied theater design at NKU and has worked on our past productions. And our costumes are done by Joy Galbraith at the Newport Costume Gallery.
That's terrific. And there's a lovely postscript to this as far as Mozart is concerned, and that is that you're going to be conducting Mozart at Glimmerglass.
That is, in fact, true. This summer, I'll be going to the Glimmerglass Festival for the first time as an assistant conductor on a production of The Magic Flute.
That's wonderful. Well, I think it's fair to say, in bocca al lupo.
And crepi.
That's crepi, Lupo.
It's a little opera tradition there.
That's right. And my guest has been Isaac Celia, the artistic director of Queen City Chamber Opera. The company presents Mozart's The Abduction from the Seraglio Friday, March 13th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, March 15th at 2 p.m. at the Art Center at Dunham in Price Hill. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.